From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
I've heard of black men getting killed by the police, whether they're black cops or white cops, because they're all blue to me.
Tributes, prayers, and protests continue around the nation for Tyre Nichols, who died after a violent encounter with Memphis police. The call for more public safety officials to be held accountable.
And the man who disarmed the Monterey Park mass shooting suspect recognized for his heroic actions.
Alejandro owes you a debt of gratitude, for there is always light.
The award presented to Brandon Tessay for likely saving more lives.
And it's a windy, chilly morning for us as we're waking up and heading out the door. I'm going to time out these winds coming up in your full forecast.
Plus, it was not a good Sunday for us Niner fans as their season comes to a close after the NFC Championship game.
I just hurt for those guys. You know, we really wanted to, you know, we felt really good about this game. And it was a tough one, some tough circumstances.
Yeah, we break down their frustrating loss in Philly. That's in this morning's One Takeaway, G.
Tough one, Jocelyn, for sure. All right, taking a look at the roadways right now. We're getting first reports of a traffic alert along 580. Plus, we've already got a backup building at the Bay Bridge. Coming up, we'll have a look at your travel times coming out of the East Bay, commuting into San Francisco.
The first this morning, nationwide protests for the third straight day after video was released showing Tyre Nichols being beaten by Memphis police officers. Thousands of demonstrators came out in California as well. From Oakland to Los Angeles, people filled the streets to demand change in the way they are policed. Dahlin was at the protest in Oakland, where it's not just the demonstrators outraged by the death of Nichols, but many police officers as well.
A few hundred protesters marched down Broadway in downtown Oakland Sunday evening chanting. They're fed up, hurt, and angry by yet another police killing.
And I'm tired of black men getting killed by the police, whether they're black cops or white cops, because they're all blue to me.
Oakland resident Brian Johnson says the fact the officers arrested for killing Tyre Nichols are black shows him it's a systemic problem.
They're not black, they're blue. That's a fraternity. They're part of that brotherhood.
The protesters marched to the Oakland Police Department. Some say it's time to get rid of all police departments.
We are not that department.
Chief Bill Scott says it's not fair to lump together SFPD and the Memphis Police Department.
Get policies in place, hold people accountable to those policies, put good training in place, and create a culture where that type of behavior is unacceptable. And I think we have a culture in this organization where that type of behavior is unacceptable.
Reverend Amos Brown invited law enforcement, faith, and community leaders to Third Baptist Church to talk about preventing police brutality.
It sets us back.
Retired SFPD Captain Yolanda Williams is the president of Officers for Justice. Her organization has been pushing to hire more black and brown officers to police their own communities.
We actually witnessed in the year 2023 the polar opposite of what we had fought so hard for. So now it's a greater understanding for me and I think others that the color is not what makes the difference in the delivery of the police service. It is actually the contents of your heart if you still are an ethical person.
Johnson says he cried when he saw the police beating video, and it's made him even more fearful of the police.
All cops are not bad because when I need them, I call them. And so there is the dichotomy.
The protests ended peacefully around 7:30. A few people spray painted graffiti during the march. Some protesters actually tried to stop them. Overall, no major damage and no arrests.
All right, so similar protests took place across the country, too, calling for police reform. But in Memphis, that community is focusing on mourning the death of Tyre Nichols.
He asked a question that has yet to be answered. What did I do?
That was the theme of the sermon at Memphis Church during Sunday's worship as the community struggles to understand Tyre's death.
Police tactics need to change, you know. This is all across the board, you know.
The five officers right here on your screen directly involved with the beating of Nichols have all been fired and charged with second-degree murder. Several sheriff's deputies and firefighters involved in this incident have also been relieved of their duties pending an investigation.
If you were an officer or a first responder and you sat there and watched this young man die and you did nothing to help resuscitate him. You did nothing to give him aid. Then you are just as culpable as the people who beat him down and killed him.
Tyre Nichols' funeral service will be held this Wednesday. And make sure you stay with CBS News Bay Area for continuing coverage of this case and everything that could come with it. We'll bring you the latest on air and online.
Let's take a live look from San Francisco this morning. You will need to grab that jacket as you head out the door. It's a chilly start to the day. We were up late covering up all our plants last night to make sure because it's we have the frost advisory.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's such a great thing. I know you're starting the garden. I know many people, it's starting to become the season where we start thinking ahead. We want to plant things in spring. Keep in mind, we're still going to be seeing these frost advisories for quite some time as we head into the rest of the winter months and even into the spring too. So such a great reminder on days like today to make sure that you do cover the plants. You make sure those outdoor pets come inside on nights like that. And to add to that, make sure you're checking the pipes too. Now, it's going to be a clear day for us today, but breezy as we head into this afternoon. I'm going to time that out for you in just a second. And we have some rain right around the corner as we head into the rest of this week. Start off with this frost advisory this morning, though. All throughout the Bay Area, we are dealing with this frost advisory, like I mentioned already. Any outdoor objects that you want to bring indoors, this is such a great reminder for you to do so, and the National Weather Service issues that. Now, currently, we're sitting in the 30s and 40s throughout the Bay Area. Santa Rosa sitting below freezing right now. For the next couple hours, or at least for the next hour, until the sun rises at 7:15, we're going to see temperatures continue to cool down. Now, to add to that, we're also dealing with a wind advisory until 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's for the North Bay, and it is breezy already up there, so that could impact the commute this morning. Just be very careful on the bridges. We're going to have more on that coming up.
We've got wind advisories, Altamont, but this was issued by Caltrans and CHP, and then as well as the Bay Bridge. So
busy morning.
Yeah, you can feel it there. Unfortunately, a traffic alert as well, and this just into the traffic center. If you are commuting from 238 over onto 580, expect a few brake lights. We have a complete freeway closure there. This was due to a pretty serious crash. It sounds like a vehicle may have hit a pedestrian, and that person may have died. So this is that 238 connector entry ramp over onto 580. That traffic alert is in effect. And if you're taking westbound 580, making your way over to 880, we are tracking some brake lights and issues there. So busy ride along 580 anyway, westbound coming out of Tracy. If you're coming from 205, you've got a slow ride there getting onto the Altamont. And that is where we're seeing some pretty windy conditions this morning. But we will certainly keep an eye on that.
For 45 yards, all the way, it's good.
It's been 5 years since the last Super Bowl appearance when they won over New England, Super Bowl 52, and now they're back.
All right, well, it's not the result we were looking for, but Super Bowl 57 is all set. The Chiefs beat the Bengals last night for the AFC Championship, and it was a long day for us here in the Bay Area after the Eagles beat the Niners 31-7 in the NFC Championship. So we're going to break it down, Gianna. I did not want to be talking about that this morning.
I got the text message from yesterday, like, are we really going to talk about the Niners? But you know what? It was the end of the season, and it was a good season outside of yesterday's game. So let's tell you how everything kind of got started and kick things off here. So this is sort of setting the tone for the rest of the game for the Niners and Eagles. Devontae Smith making that over-the-shoulder catch at first and goal on the 7-yard line, leading to an Eagles touchdown. But the controversy there, was it really a catch? Yeah. I think that was the question. Was it a missed opportunity for the Niners of a challenge?
Yeah, it feels like we didn't see that replay till afterwards too as well. But then we did, we saw Brock Purdy go down. That was devastating to see. Then we saw that McCaffrey touchdown. Gee, we thought we were back in the game after that. Josh Johnson comes in. We saw that fumble in the second quarter before the end of the first half there. That leads to an Eagles touchdown, making it 21-7. Gianna, I feel like it would have been a much different game if we were going into the second half 14-7 instead of 21-7.
Yeah, I think it would have too. And of course, with a healthy Brock Purdy as well. But it seems like the Niners dealt with a lot of issues when it came to penalties. There was Niners were flagged for apparently roughing the kicker, which will lead to a new set of downs for the Eagles. And that sort of sealed the deal, I think, for the Niners and the Eagles in this game. And it was tough to watch it just this great season, the storyline of Brock Purdy and all of it to kind of end like this. We were hoping for something a little bit different, obviously.
Yeah, and I think there was a lot of talk around those plays there. We saw the no, you know, challenge in that. First, what was it, the throw there?
Yeah, the Devontae Smith
throw.
Catch.
Yeah,
and, missed opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, people saw that replay afterwards. A lot of people saying, you know, it touched the ground. That was unfortunate. We saw Brock Purdy go down. That was just devastating, Gianna, I think, for the whole entire team there. And I think for a lot of fans watching at home.
Well, and for anyone
anyone keeping track, when Josh Johnson got out of the game, like at that point, Christian McCaffrey would be the next quarterback up. So it was tough. I think it was hard for Kyle Shanahan to make any sort of plays. Yeah. I mean, just kind of creating that. Like, what do you do at that point, right? Yeah. I mean, that was a tough position for him as well.
Yeah, and we know we saw a lot of players talking about this, including we saw Coach Kyle Shanahan talking about this. Hufanga also talked on the game.
Give all glory to God, putting us in a position just to be on this platform, you know, and I truly appreciate these moments. They're tough moments, though.
Okay, so let's talk about the positives. There's always next year, right?
There
I mean, think about what position we were in when we lost Trey Lance, then Jimmy Garoppolo, and then we discovered Brock Purdy and what he is. So he's still Mr. Relevant. We made it to the NFC Championship game.
That.
We didn't win. That's okay. We're going to do it next year. We just got to start looking ahead. Who's your pick for the Super Bowl?
Look, I already feel like I had beef with Kansas City after the 2020 Super Bowl. But after yesterday's game, I have more beef with the Eagles. So I'm hoping Kansas City beats the Eagles.
Well, I know this is going to be a popular opinion, but my husband's a huge Eagles fan. So go Eagles.
Gianna.
I'm sorry.
Gianna.
I got to give them a lift. Ooh, look at the hate from the studio. I'm keeping it real, y'all.
All right, I think we're going to be talking more about that this morning. Gianna, wow.